Here we are in Kuf Yudayin Amud Aleph of the Mishnah. Smack in the middle of the oven. Hakol Nemanim La'ida. Everybody is believed to testify that a woman's husband died. This is an Eid Echad believed. And the Eid Echad can be a lady. Chutz, there are five ladies that are not believed. And they are Chabaisa, a woman's mother-in-law, is not believed. These are women that hate each other. Now, the Gemara is going to talk about whether it goes both ways, or just one way. But mothers-in-law hate daughters-in-law. That's given in the Bria. This is the way it is. Mothers-in-law hate daughters-in-law. And the Gemara is going to explain, Rashi is going to explain, why this is true. But this is the metzias of the Bria, is a mother-in-law hates her daughter-in-law. So therefore, a mother-in-law would not be believed to say that her son died in order to free his wife, because she would do that to get the woman to get married, and then her son will show up and get the woman all messed up. She'd be so happy because she hates her daughter-in-law.
Extreme.
What?
Pretty extreme.
Strange?
Extreme.
Extreme. Ubatcha Maisa. That is a daughter of a mother-in-law, which means the woman's sister-in-law, her husband's sister. Now, the Gemara is, you notice the Mishnah says, her husband's mother's daughter. What would happen if she was only her husband's father's daughter?
Her mother-in-law's daughter?
Which is his sister-in-law. But the Mishnah, the Gemara only tells me a case when the sister-in-law shares the same mother as the husband. What would happen if the sister-in-law shared the same father as the husband? Meaning a paternal sister, not a maternal sister. Yeah, the Gemara is going to talk about it. The Gemara is going to talk about it. But at this point, the Mishnah is saying, so if Reuven is married, his wife's mother's daughter, which is his wife's sister, is not believed. Because she also has it out for her brother-in-law, and we'll see why. Again, all this has to be discussed why. No, Reuven's wife's sister. Reuven's mother-in-law's daughter.
Reuven's mother-in-law is his mother.
What?
Reuven's mother-in-law is his wife's mother.
Well, no, we're talking about the husband's mother.
I'm sorry, you're right, I'm sorry. I apologize, you're right. I apologize, my mistake. Reuven's mother is this woman's mother-in-law. Reuven's mother's daughter, which is Reuven's sister, is this wife, this woman's mother-in-law's daughter, correct? I'm sorry, my mistake. But Tarasa, a co-wife. Co-wives hate each other. And therefore, if a co-wife walks in and says, oh, our husband died, we would trust her for herself, but we would never trust her for the other woman, because she might be coming and saying that in order to mess that other woman up. Right? I'm going to say my husband died in order this lady should get married, and then my husband shows up, and ha ha ha.
What's the tzara going to do?
Well, at that point, the tzara herself can get married, but she's not going to do it if she knows she's lying.
Right.
So therefore what?
No, I'm saying so. So
she's going to say all that discussed.
She's going to say the truth.
No.
She'll come in and say that her husband died. She won't get married.
So she won't, I mean, this is what I heard.
You should have a good morning.
No, I mean, this is what my wife asked me to say.
The Yeventa. Yeventa is Reuven's brother's wife. Now, Reuven's brother's wife hates this woman also.
I skipped Bas Baila, before that. Yeah, I'm saying.
Well, you're jumping ahead. Can I explain Yeventa?
I'm sorry, I knew I understood it without him.
Again. Reuven's brother, what's going on here? Reuven's brother's wife also hates Reuven's wife because she's afraid, this woman might become my tzara one day if Reuven dies without children and my husband is miyabim her, that's going to be my co-wife. So I'd like to mess her up good. That way she'll never be my co-wife. That's Sarasa. Now the Mefarshim ask, what happens if they have kids? So, you know, she's going to think that maybe all... So they say loy plug. Meaning, you're right. Not in all cases does the Yavama take the thing. It depends if Reuven has children or not. Or what will happen if Reuven's wife is an erva to Shimon's wife. They married sisters. So she'll never fall to Yibum anyway. So still, it's a leuplot. Meaning that once they said Yavamas hate each other, they said even when they don't hate each other, we don't trust the Yavama. So that means if Shimon's wife comes in and says Reuven died, even though that's going to make her eligible for Yibum, but then Reuven's going to show up and mess this woman up forever, and that's worth it for me. Even though it means that her husband's going to be living with an angel fish, but she hates that woman so much that she's going to try to make it sure that this woman never becomes her tzara in a permanent fashion. Ubasvaila, a man has a daughter from a previous marriage. That daughter hates her father's second wife, her stepmother, because, again, Rashi will explain, but a daughter with her stepmother is not a positive relationship. Therefore, she will lie and say, oh, my father died. So this woman should get married and her father should show up and mess up this woman. Ma'be get l'misa. I, when they deliver a get, we even trust them to say b'fanei nechta. They come and they say, you need the shliach to say he watched the writing of the get. We trust these ladies. If they hate them, why can we trust them? Shaksav mechia. There's a get there. So the get in itself is indicative that there was a divorce. We need an extra. So the woman provides the extra. But we don't need the woman to testify by herself. Or by death, we're relying totally on the woman.
She's saying by get.
Forget, a woman brings a get from the Dinas Hayam and delivers it to this woman. Now, the woman delivering it can be one of these five ladies.
Really?
Yes. And we trust her to say, b'fanei nechtam. So still, we trust her, even though she might be trying to mess up this woman. But there's a get here.
The righteous or
a bonus? The whole takana b'fanei nechtam is a drabonim. Any shliach can bring a get. A shliach is a messenger.
Right.
No, can't be a shliach. A woman can be shliach. A woman's not a guy.
Federal Express.
They appoint a shliach and they send it by Federal Express.
Again.
Can we leave that for Gittin?
Right.
We'll talk about Gittin.
No problem.
Okay. Rashi. The time of the kulu, and the reason for all these five ladies is they should sign this isa, because they hate this woman. And we have a fear that they're intending to mess her up. So why does a mother-in-law hate a daughter-in-law? She says to herself, my husband's wife is going to eat up all my work. Here I toiled my life. And who's going to eat it? This strange woman who married my son. Not my family. And the daughter of a mother-in-law says, this woman who married my brother is going to inherit my parents' hard labor. And I, the daughter, will be left with nothing. Because she's married to my brother who inherits. And if he's going to inherit, then who's going to enjoy it? She will, not me. Here my mother toiled so hard, and now who's going to get it? This woman who is not in our family. Therefore, the financial causes a hatred. This is the woman that's taking away what I feel should be mine. Now, really, she's not taking it away. Her husband's taking it away. But Avapikain, she's the woman that's going to enjoy it. She's going to be wearing the fancy jewelry from my mother's money, not me. Then she'll get married, and her husband will show up and mess this woman up forever. And this way, this woman will not enjoy the fruits of my mother's labor. She's willing to say her brother died to mess up his wife.
You can have another wife.
We'll take one at a time. Listen, emotion is a very strong, hatred is a very strong emotion. An emotion is not tzeichudik. Next. V'yaventa, yirei Hashem estifel yisaresa. Yavam is afraid, I might end up as a co-wife with this wife. I don't want to be a co-wife with this wife. I want to make sure she's out. And, bas baila, zubav makimim yachelus kalamala. This new wife took my mother's place, and if my mother worked so hard to be a good wife to this man, my mother died, and now who took over? This lady who's going to get all the benefit of it. So there's a hatred from a stepdaughter to a stepmother. Ma ben getlim, he says, I'm preparing base to gittin. Keep that in mind. We're coming to gittin the merit of Shem. I've had Hashem shayin in the monos limer base of island in the monos love. You tell me, did it say, yeah. Even, yes. Because even women who are not believed to say a husband died are believed to bring the get from a faraway country. I forgot their lives from Chinon. Even though we have to rely on their testimony, not Eidus, but they are saying the Tzrichas Lemer Befanenechtem. As we were learning, getting right at the beginning, that any get that comes from a faraway country needs the agent to say he watched it being written and signed. If not, we can't accept the get. That means we need his saying or her saying that this is what happened. And these people hate, so maybe they're lying. The answer is, the bottom line is there's a get. The Bavanenechtim is an extra.
What do you mean extra? Let's say there's no Bavanenechtim.
So rabbinically we won't accept it.
That's the difference? Because
rabbinically? No. The difference is because there's a get. They're just being an added.
The get is not chal. I don't care. The get's not doing anything until they say Bavanenechtim.
What? But what makes a divorce?
Again.
What makes a divorce?
I don't care.
You don't care? I do care.
But it doesn't matter. Without Bavanenechtim, it's a piece of paper still.
Again.
Better than me. There's nothing there.
Again.
But it's not doing anything. It's good. It's a piece of...
Again. What is divorcing this lady?
I don't care.
I do care.
I'm saying to meaning it's fine. At the end of the day, this is a piece of paper. But until Bavanenechtim is dead...
It can be verified better.
Again. All it's saying is that we don't accuse the lady of forging a get and bringing a get and saying Bavanenechtim. That's what you're accusing her of. She has a get in her hand and she's saying Bavanenechtim, and she's doing to mess up the lady.
Right.
That means she would have to forge the get.
Make up names of Aiden.
She had to make up the whole thing in order to mess this woman up. That's a lot of doing.
That's what it's saying. I thought the answer is because Star Mochiach.
Which means there's a star here that if you're accusing her of lying, means she forged it.
I thought it's because the star is doing the halos. That's what I thought it meant.
Again, something in my mind.
No, I'm saying... That
I answered you.
Is that the reason why, or is it because it's too long, it's too much of a shul Torah for her to go through all this?
Again. Therefore, since it's too much of a shtickl tyra, we rely on her because there's a get here, and we're not accusing her of forging it. I think in a mentorship in a number of weeks, not that far away, from Gimel and Beis and Gittin, so about 3 months from now, right by Pesach time, we should be up to that Gemara and Gittin mentorship. I don't know, but we're meeting our quota with despair.
Did you sign up yet for the thing?
I signed up.
What thing?
That we're starting getting a sign up to ask, tell people they can join. That's what he means.
Oh. I'm in.
Sign is being sponsored by Drycast.
That mat's soft.
Okay. You said you have to be the first in it.
What when you do?
Listen, anything you buy here, there's commission that has to be paid. You know what I mean? Right.
There's commission that has to be paid. Period.
That's the right factor. Ibai lahu, bas of chamia mahu. What happens? A father-in-law's daughter. Meaning, this is her husband's sister, but not her mother-in-law's daughter, but her father-in-law's daughter. Meaning, the husband and this woman did not share the same mother. They only shared the same father. Let me explain. The reason Rashi said that this woman hates the thing is because she's eating up my parents' money applies whether it's a father's daughter or a mother's daughter. However, the Gemara questions if that's the real reason. Maybe the reason a sister-in-law hates her sister-in-law is because her mother hates that woman. So hatred is a Yerusha. My mother hates her, so I hate her.
She aligns with her mother.
And in the case of a father, he doesn't hate his son, his wife. He doesn't have that feeling that the mother has. And I'll explain why in a moment. Therefore, in the case of a father's daughter, maybe she doesn't hate. There's not that emotion of hatred. Why does the sister-in-law hate her sister-in-law? Is it because of money only, like Rashi explained in the Mishnah? So then it wouldn't make a difference, father-in-law's daughter or mother-in-law's daughter. But if it's because the mother hates, and therefore the hatred comes down to her daughter, then it's only the mother-in-law's daughter, not the father-in-law's daughter. Women hate because they have no access to money only through men. Why would a mother-in-law hate her daughter-in-law? Because my husband's money that I am getting is now going to end up by this woman. It infects her financial status to know that her son's wife is going to end up with it. The father doesn't have that. He has the money. He's not shortchanged in any way, fashion, or form. The hatred is a woman hatred, not a man hatred. Therefore, his daughter is not going to yarshen hatred from her father. She will from her mother. In this case, her mother is not this woman's mother-in-law. So therefore, that's the shayla of the Gemara. Let me read the Gemara inside. Bas chami omar, how about a father-in-law's daughter? So Rashi shein bas chamaisam. They don't share the same mother. Ruvein and his sister come from different mothers. Mahu. Is it mishum de'ika ima de sanyala? My time in the bas chamaisam mishum de'ika ima de sanyala is the reason of bas chamaisam because the mother hates and therefore he nami sanyala. She hates the woman her mother hates. She personally doesn't have that hatred. She doesn't view this woman as taking her parents' money. This is life. A husband, a son yarshin. But the mother hates, so she hates along with her mother. Here there's no ma'ima de sanyalei. There's no mother involved here. I do ma'a. Time in the baschamai says, I'm the son of the ima. She's eating my mother's toil and work. She's eating my father. Bein Ashoi means, I don't know how he translates it literally, it refers to father. What does he say in Ashoi?
My father's home.
My father's home. Rashi. Some people have a minig, I believe, in Iksuba, that if the father is deceased, they don't write v'dein hadunya din halas le mi beis avua. They write mi bei nasha. If the father's alive, the minig is right v'dein hadunya din halas le mi beis avua. This is the hadunya she's bringing in from her father's house. But if he's not alive, I think some people have a minig to change it to bei nasha. I think so. Rashi. The gesana yigia imi shevia la'avi mi beis avia. So let me explain. This Rashi is a very important one. The reason it's my mother's toil is my mother brought money into the marriage. This is what's bothering the woman. I brought money into the marriage from my parents' house when I got married. And now I'm married to this man. And his son and my son's wife is going to get the money I got from my parents. This strange woman who happened to marry my son is going to get the money from my parents. That's what bothers her. It's the family money is going to go out of family. She views her daughter-in-law as out of family. So my money that I brought into the marriage, which should stay in my family, is going to my son's wife, who's going to benefit from my money. That's what bothers the mother-in-law. If that's the case, and the daughter also hates because of that reason, my mother's money is going to this strange lady, so my father's money is going to that strange lady. But if the daughter doesn't hate because of that, she only hates because her mother hates, So then it's only if there's a mother. If there's no mother involved, they don't hate. Rashi. Hakanami. They don't share a mother. And the children of the mother will get what the mother brought into the marriage. The bin dichron, the ksuba's bin dichron, we learned about many times that the woman's kids inherit the time bin dichron the heaven lach minoi. My male children in yarsin kastim ksubas toch yasser achulakdo achuen. They will yarsin the money of the ksuba more than the share of a brother. Avilahach yakachlu the yisunda de bein ashoy. She's eating my father's money, the sanyala. So that's the question. Is the hatred of a sister-in-law her own hatred, or is it an extension of her mother's hatred?
The fact that we even have such a shrach, an indifference, is that suffer. The daughter should not have any claim or say or financial, you know, desire. But the whole idea of an indifference is the son carry that money through. Why are we concerned about this sister from the mother, even? She's
going to
have a financial concern.
I'm going to try to say it the way I understand it again. I'm not a woman. I don't have these emotions. I don't hate my daughters-in-law. I don't think my wife does either, but you know, again, I never discussed it. And I don't hate my sisters-in-law, but I can say the following. Women feel shortchanged in their access to money. And when they bring money in, wanting to remain in their family, and they view a husband's wife, a son's wife, as non-family. It's not my blood, not my family. It's some strange woman that my son picked up. Now, this is life. That's how Yerusha works. But it creates an emotion of hatred that the mother-in-law says, here I brought money into the marriage, and who's going to benefit from it? This strange woman that my son picked up.
But you're saying the sister from the father is going to lie.
Again, the sister and the father is the same thing.
She has no claim to that money.
That
her mother brought in.
Again, she doesn't mind her brother getting it, but she has a thing that this strange woman should get more money than she does. Her father's son is going to inherit her father. She knows that. As long as it's him, okay, listen, the Torah gave it to him, not to me. But his wife? His wife should benefit from it? This strange lady that he picked up?
Would a husband's second wife not be a mother-in-law? Not be the mother-in-law? If let's say...
Right, so she wouldn't have that taina on her, except when Bat Vaila would have the problem.
What? Would be made that her husband, your husband died? Her not daughter-in-law?
There's no reason for her to hate her.
Her stepdaughter-in-law.
But Bas Baila wouldn't be right. Believed that her stepmother-in-law,
right.
Because Bas Baila, now the Gemara is going to discuss, does the hatred go both ways? Meaning, once A hates B, does B hate A? Does that create, you know...
Generally.
Again, we're not women. I don't think we can associate to the emotion of hatred like that. Again, I think women are more emotional about things.
It's funny, Rabbi said that wife doesn't have hatred towards her.
I didn't say. I said I never discussed it with my wife, but I don't think she hates her daughters in law,
yeah,
no.
I can say the same thing to my wife.
Right? I'm glad you announced it this year.
What?
I'm glad you announced it this year.
I'm 100%
on. They asked me to repeat your good question. Should I repeat that your wife likes her daughters in law?
Which wife?
Yes.
We're saying that our spouses are the minority.
Honestly, because finances are different today. That's what happened. No financial arrangement is different today. Women aren't as dependent as they used to be. They're co-owners, they're signed on. It's a whole different arrangement.
Okay.
Yes.
I
have
a
problem
with saying this.
No. The woman's wearing a golden necklace from my mother's money, and that bothers this lady. She has a nice necklace that my son bought her for Hanukkah from my mother's money.
Eventually it'll go down to her
grandchildren. Exactly. Now, this woman is benefiting. She has a nice car. She drives a Tesla for my father's money. And I'm stuck with a used car. And this woman is driving a Tesla. Her brother is driving a Tesla. She gets that. But his brother's wife is driving a Tesla for my mother's money? From whose money?
He happened to be working.
Okay. This is emotion of hatred. I think we should go back to it. Zakti Gemara, back to it. Zakti Gemara. Tashima. We're going to try to prove the Shaila. Hakol Namanam Leida. The Brisa says everybody is believed to testify. Rashi, the Mishnah says everybody is believed to tell the woman her husband died. Chutz Michamish Nashim. Five women. The Misa Shis happened. If you're right that even a father-in-law's daughter. So why did the Mishnah said mother-in-law's daughter? If you're right, the father-in-law's daughter is the same. So why did the Mishnah say five women? It should say six women. Zakta Gemara, that's not a raya. Because Duma, time it about Chamaisa, the Amrik, Achlu, Yassin, the Bein Ashoi. Maybe the reason for a mother-in-law's daughter is because she's eating the family's money. So Loish no Bas Chamaisa, Loish no Bas Chamia. A mother-in-law's daughter might also be worried about her father's money. Meaning it's the same reason. You don't have to speak out Bas Chamoisa, Bas Chamov, if the reason is the same. It's included. Rashi. Dr. Rashi? No Rashi. Dr. Kumarabait. But Nan Tanan Chutz Mishevanosh. The Brisa says, the Mishnah says, I'm sorry, it's supposed to be the Tanya. No, Vanan Vatanya, it's supposed to be. We learned today, Brisa, seven women aren't believed. Right? So, who are these seven women? That seems to be contradicting our Mishnah. And for the Gemara, Ahi Rabbi Yehuda Hi. It's Rabbi Yehuda that added two women. Nan, Rabbi Yehuda invites him Av Eishes Av V'Hakala. Rabbi Yehuda says that a father's wife, a stepmother, hates her stepdaughter. Sounds like the Mishnah said a stepdaughter hates her stepmother. A stepmother hates the stepdaughter. That's an extra woman. And just like a mother-in-law hates her daughter-in-law, a daughter-in-law hates her mother-in-law. So Rabbi Yehuda added two women, the flip side of the two women that we had. Right? We had that a father's daughter, a husband's daughter, hates her stepmother. Zakta Rabbi Yehuda and a stepmother hates her stepdaughter-in-law. And we had that a mother-in-law hates her daughter-in-law. Zakta Rabbi Yehuda, a daughter-in-law hates her mother-in-law.
Not be believed to say that your husband, my father-in-law,
correct. Rashi? No Rashi. At the Gemara, right, Amrulai, the Rabbanim responded to Yehuda. That's included. Eishes Av Hari B'Klal Basabal, Kal Hari B'Klal Chamaisa. Self-understood. If A hates B, B hates A. Doesn't have to be spoken out. Why do you add these two? They're self-understood.
Mishnah 5 really means that?
That's what they're saying. Because it goes both ways. If the mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law is going to hate the mother-in-law. And so the question is, why did Rabbi Yehuda add that? Why isn't Rabbi Yehuda agreeing to that? Trashy. Eishes av ha'i b'klal basabal. The kiva, the zu ena me'idu l'zu. Since we don't let mother-in-law hate husband's daughter testified for her stepmother, we understand that it goes both ways. This is not an addition. You don't have to mention those two. They're self-understood. And Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says no. We don't say that. Because A hates B doesn't mean B hates A. Rabbi Yehuda says no. A mother-in-law hates a daughter-in-law because she's eating up my money. My son's going to get my money and give it to her. And the kala my time is signing the chamaisa. Why would a daughter-in-law hate a mother-in-law?
Because her mother-in-law's going to try and do the
But she doesn't hate her mother-in-law. Let's give it. Bishlam, the basabal, the sanya, the chasav, the kama, the uncle, your son, and hey. A stepdaughter hates her stepmother because she feels her stepmother is eating my mother's things. My time is on you, Lebasabal. Why should a stepmother hate a stepdaughter? So then the question is, so why'd you add those two? If it's not an automatic, so why'd you add them? So now we have a problem with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not an automatic. Because A hates B doesn't mean B hates A. A has a reason to hate B. B doesn't have a reason to hate A. Therefore, you Rabbanon say that if A hates B, B hates A, I disagree with that. Hatred can be one way. Because one has a reason and the other doesn't have a reason. So therefore, it's not automatically included. Then the Gemara is going to say, if that's true, so why did you include them? Because Rabbi Yehuda did add them. Again, Rabbi Yehuda added two. The Rabbanon said you don't have to add them. Because if one hates the other, it's automatic that the other hates them back. So Rabbi Yehuda, it's not true. One hates the other because they have a good reason. The other one does not have a good reason. So then the Gemara is going to ask, so why, Taki, did you add them? Which is the next step of the Gemara. Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Amagok Vadei Hutzruka. I have to say this. The Mishlaima Chamoy Sassanya L'Kalab Nishas Seifu L'Yerushena. A mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law because she's going to get my money.
She's more sick in that money, right?
At this point, the mother-in-law has it with her marriage with her husband. But she sees that strange lady is going to drive the Tesla for my money. Therefore, I have to mention him.
So she sees her as a threat.
Exactly. Financial threat.
But the daughter-in-law doesn't see the future of, as a threat.
It's not a threat. She's going to get the money. Why is she upset?
Because maybe the mother-in-law is going to squander it first. I don't know. Maybe she's,
that's not a threat.
Mother-in-law is secretly hating the daughter-in-law. The daughter doesn't feel it.
And if she does...
she'll hate her back.
Maybe not. You don't hate, you hate, everybody hates you.
Yeah.
What about the mother? If you know about it.
I mean, a lot more people that hate me than I hate them. Yes.
What about the husband's mother? The mother of the
husband? What?
Not the husband's mother.
We're talking about testifying that somebody died and died. Why would his why would her mother mess her up?
Her own daughter
would
do that to her?
I'm not
sure.
Therefore what? So she's going to say her son-in-law died, and then her daughter's going to get messed up.
We're not
concerned. Not to mess up her own daughter.
She might kill him better than...
And she can hire a hit squad.
Yeah.
She hired a guy in Chicago who faked out that he got, what is his name? I forgot his name. Something in my mind, Elamai Mice of Tactics, so why did he add two? Well, I'll tell you why. Elamai Time is Sanya Lachamaisa, the Megala Lipna called Avda. Mother in law hates her mother in law. Mother in law snitches to her son that wife is doing. Did you know what your wife did yesterday? She spent. Credit card. She's always telling her son things about his wife. Since the mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law, son information negative about his own wife. And therefore, the daughter-in-law views the mother-in-law as a threat to her shalom bias. Okay. I'm sorry. I got a message that I shouldn't talk about a Tesla. I should talk about a Cadillac from somebody who owns a Tesla. He says it gets him laughing and staring at his listening to Shear. I'm sorry, we'll talk about the Cadillac. Okay. a mother, daughter-in-law views the mother as a threat to her son bias. Her mother is always feeding her son information about the negativity of his wife. Trying to create a rift between, all this happens all the time. Mothers-in-law don't want to give up their sons to their daughters-in-law, and therefore create, whether they like to or not, are creating shalom bias problems with their daughter-in-law. This is unfortunately common. And Eishasav Nami Sanyu LeBeisabal, Baisabal, and a stepmother hates her stepdaughter, the Megadol Aviyah called Avda. Because stepdaughter hates her stepmother. So therefore, she's telling her father, do you know what your new wife just did? She just wasted a whole thing. So it creates some bias problem. So they hate him for a different reason, not financial reasons. They hate them because the other one hates them. Is creating shalom bayis rift. They begin to hate the other one. That's what Rabbi Huda is saying. So thereby have to add them. It's not an automatic. There's a reason, a separate reason. Rabbanon says you don't need a separate reason. But like, this is a pasuk in Mishlei. Like when you look into a water, you see your reflection. So a heart to a person is to a heart. If you hate somebody for no explicable reason, he's going to hate you. He feels in his heart your feelings to him. Just like a water is a reflection, Kein leva adam al adam. People reflect the way they see the other person feels about them.
We're supposed to tell you also.
Right. Correct.
My wife sees them all the time.
Okay. Should invite a wife here. Your wife's going to give a guest lecture sometime. Right. Yeah, it works with type 100%. If you want somebody not to be angry at you, love them. 100%. Kamai and Panam, Panam came, labor on them alone. Rabbi Yehuda, he did retire except. Rabbi Yehuda says that pasuk is not talking about human emotions. It's talking about if you put yourself to Tyra, Tyra will put itself to you. Tyra will react to you the way you act to Tyra. The more work you put into Tyra, the more you'll get out of Tyra and give it to you. Tyra will be easier for you to attain because the Tyra will reflect your cheshik to it.
Hashim. You know, somebody hates somebody else in his heart. Torah speaks about that. You know, I hate somebody in his heart.
We're not saying it's a mitzvah, we're saying a reality. Nobody said you're allowed to hate anybody.
Because you hate somebody else.
Nobody said you're allowed to hate anybody. But the question is, do people hate each other? Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Elamai Vaisiv, Kivin the Ain Law, since she doesn't have a reason, Amal Lasanis Chamoisa to hate her mother law, my Chamoisa law, Rabbi Huda, Lord Main in a minute. Mashali time in Rabbi Huda, Kalasanya Lul Chamoisa, Shindam Kala Lubra, Milia law, because she tells her son things about his wife. Ramon and Kamayim Kampanam upon him, Kruxiv. Kamayim upon him, Kamayim halohu, just like this water. Shadim Tsaiva Ben Berei Ben Panam Kampanam. He sees a face that looks like his face. Imu Saikha came Saikhis. If he laughs, the face in the puddle, in the water, laughs back at him. Imu Aikim, if he makes a crooked thing, hey Mike Mice. Right. The reflection will reflect exactly who you are. Kay Leva Adam Adam Akhar. Imu Aiva Zab. If he loves the guy, Gam Huayva, the guy will love him. The Mosainezah, Gam Zehu Sainai. You don't have to add them. The Mitai Makama Shemina love. They're in the Manas. They're keeping the Hamas Asanya Lakala. The mother in law hates the daughter in law because she's eating up her money. Kalanami, Sanya Lakamaisa. The Sanya law, who hates her. They're keeping the Basbal Sanya Lakha Sahav. Asha Sahav, Nami Sanya Lakha the dog. No reason. It's just the emotion. You hate me, I hate you. But did we Tyrek Siv? Let me just finish the next Rashi. Leave me upon him the lave, shot the nice little Tyra. As much effort you put into Tyra, Libchaim Allah Muhammad Yursa. You'll have the ability to understand the learning. If you got them, you work Timsa. When you got them, you don't put an effort in, why Timsa? That's the first shot. Mishnah Rina, and Rabbi Mazbu Leipanim, who mach him. If the Rebbe puts his heart to you, you'll get it. The Mav, ain't a machkim a rabbi you won't get from your rabbi. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
Is the reflection just a reflection because nothing happened other than he feels it? Or because the mother-in-law is Megala to the son-in-law and he takes it back to his wife?
This, no, again. The rabbanon say it has nothing to do with that. Rabbanon say the hatred is there even without revealing secret. They're saying if a mother-in-law hates a daughter-in-law, no explicit reason, the daughter-in-law will hate the mother-in-law. Not financial and not because of secrets.
It's just a
red. It's a way people act to each other. If you feel somebody hates you, you hate them. No, Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's not an automatic that you hate people that hate you. She has her own reason of hating her. One is saying a daughter-in-law has her own reason for hating his mother-in-law. Rabbanon is saying, no, she doesn't need her own reason. a mother-in-law hates a daughter-in-law, automatically a daughter-in-law hates a mother-in-law. For no reason. Just because the mother-in-law hates her. If Reuven hates Shimon, Shimon will hate Reuven, even though Reuven has a reason and Shimon has no reason. But he feels the hatred of Reuven, and therefore automatically he hates him back.
Why is Rabbi Yehuda say that this is not included in
five? Because they need their own reason.
Each one of them.
Again. So he adds seven, because these two have their own reason. It doesn't hold of my upon him by hatred. He says it's talking about Torah. He doesn't agree to that concept. He doesn't agree that if Reuven hates Shimon, Shimon will hate Reuven. He doesn't agree to that. Shimon has to have a reason. If he doesn't have a reason, he won't hate Reuven.
Well, the Rabbanim are not, they hold these two are included also.
They're different. They include the two without mentioning them. It's an automatic. Rabbi Yehuda has to mention them because they need their own reason. There's no argument to the Maisa.
Yeah.
The Machlokes is, are they included in the five, or do you have to add them separately? Rabbanan said they're included in the five, because if A hates B, B hates A. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not an automatic. B has to have their own reason for hating A. Happens to be that in these two cases, they have their own reason. He calls it seven, because there are different reasons. Pasuk says, "Impanim opanim, kein leiv ha'adam el ha'adam." It's a pasuk in Mishlei. What is that pasuk referring to? Going to Rabbanan, it's referring to any two people. If you hate somebody, they will hate you back because they will feel, their heart will pick up the hatred and automatically respond in kind. That's what the pasuk is saying. According to Yehuda, that is not the discussion of the pasuk. The pasuk is talking about that if a guy puts himself to learning, the Torah will respond to him.
I thought the Rebbe is the
Torah. One shot is the Torah, and one shot is the Rebbe. Zakti Gemara Vayit. Amar Ravacha Bar Avya. Ravacha Bar Avya said, "Boyim and Marava." They had the following shaila in Eretz Yisrael. Chamoisa bo lachem mikan mahu. Okay? Question is as follows. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. They don't share the same mother. They don't share the same mother. Reuven and Shimon are paternal brothers. Reuven has Rachel as a mother and Shimon has Leah as a mother. Reuven marries. His wife is not Leah's daughter-in-law. Not nothing to do with her. She's Rachel's daughter-in-law. Right? But she's not Leah's daughter-in-law. Now, the question is, she's a Leah's daughter, mother-in-law. Because in case Reuven dies, Shimon might do Yibum. So now, does Leah connive to mess up Reuven's wife because she might become her daughter-in-law later on? Is her hatred start before it's her daughter-in-law because it's a potential daughter-in-law? So here comes Shimon's mother, who is not Reuven's mother, and testifies that Reuven died.
What's the case? Her husband had two sons?
Again, Yaakov married Rachel and Leah. He had Yosef from Rachel and Reuven from Leah. Yosef married Asnath. Asnath has nothing to do with Leah. Not his daughter-in-law, not her daughter-in-law. Rachel and Leah aren't sisters, strange ladies. Now Leah comes in and tells Asnath, Yosef died. She's not her mother-in-law. But now, Asnath will be eligible if Reuven really died, if Yosef really died. Asnath would marry Reuven, and it would be her mother-in-law. So will she mess her up now to prevent her from ever becoming a mother-in-law?
Sarah for sure can't. People said they learned that in the Mishnah.
Yevamta can't. How about the Yavam's mother, future mother-in-law, potentially. Is she hate now? Is she already thinking, I better mess this woman up before she becomes my daughter-in-law? Because in the cards is the possibility that she'll become my daughter-in-law. She's married to my son's brother. She's not my daughter-in-law because it's not my son. I have one son, and my co-wife had another son.
What's she going to say? Your husband died?
Yes.
Then
the Manushev, he's going to do Yibum. Yeah, but then he's going to show up and mess her up forever. It's Kedai to have him do Yibum and then mess her up forever.
She messes up her own son. I mean, her own son also. He's a shutuk in that, no?
Nothing's going to happen to him. He'll live happily ever after.
He doesn't create a monster?
If he has children. The husband will show up before he has children. You can have the same concept by mother-in-law. She's messing up her own son.
You can't get married back to her.
Right.
But he doesn't have mom's hair. His kids are not
mom's. But if they have future kids, they're mom's hair. You're right. The question is the emotion of hatred start for potential daughters-in-law or only by real daughters-in-law? That's the shayla. That's why I said we should invite a lady in for a guest lecturer. Tell us about how women hate people. But his wife doesn't hate, so she's not good enough. They're not good enough. She's not.
You get every day the email. Whoever hates someone is coming in. And I'm surprised. No, I'm serious. People you spoke about, you think he hated someone?
No, I don't think he hated anybody. Deborah Shoyam, he probably hated.
I'm saying, but lay by the person.
Yeah.
Well,
it wasn't okay if him. Don't want to hate him. How can you hate him? You're going to hate him? I don't think so. So I'm thinking about Nachum. Amr el-Hagabavya. Boy, my brother. Me maska daite the misbah enough to come and yabba sanjaloi like. Does she think about the potential of being a mother-in-law or not? Rashi. She's the mother of the Yavama. She might be her mother-in-law. I guess she's hoping her son does chalitza. It might come to her, your son. Your son. She'll eat up my money. She's trying to mess her up that Yibum should not happen. I lie. Period.
Maybe her son thinks maybe her son is not the real son. The Yavam is not married yet.
Doesn't make a difference.
If it is, she has not once already hated.
So she hates another woman. You know, hatred is not limited. You don't have to only hate one person. You can hate two. There's room in the heart. Where there's room in the heart, there's room in the home. Is that what they say? Well, there's room in the heart for hating more than one. Okay, now the rest of the Rosh, I'm going to leave for tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Thank you.